Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, we're excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders reporter. And you can check out the John Keim Report. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
What up, guys? How are you?
We're good, man. John. We're good.
John, before we go.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know Anna that works over there with...
Sure.
Anna just told me I had a big-ass head.
She's right.
No, man. She's talking about, I asked for a bottle opening, and she said, we got some hash. You thinking of 50 Mission Big Head?
Isn't that shout out messed to Anna. Up? I love it.
Man, I thought Anna was the nicest person in the world. Now she's in my crosshairs.
Anna has my full
John, story. Write a story on her, man. Discriminating Big Head people.
I'm not getting involved in this.
Discriminating one. Against Big Head people. Me and Hugh mad at that. I'm going to bring somebody in with me.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they have hats that now fit that head, right?
That's right. All right. Keim, let's start. Oh, yeah. You got to make sure your camera's working if you put this on. B's going big hat. All right. Sorry, John. This is a little, look at me. All right. Keim, a lot of news yesterday, obviously. Jaden won't be playing this week. What do you make of the decision and perhaps some inconsistencies from DQ from Sunday to Wednesday?
Yeah, because, you know, Sunday we knew that, well, could have gone back in. And I do believe, like, if their record was a lot different, that he would have probably gone back in. If the game was different, he would have gone back in. And then, obviously, Monday we're told, like, well, it's, you know, it was sore, but there's no re-injury or anything like that. Now it's re-aggravated. Still sore, but he's out there practicing and holding them out. So I just wonder if you get to a point where, like, you think about it more after the game and maybe a day or two where the more you know, and then it's like, well, you took him out of the game. He had this injury almost for appearance sake. Do you hold him out because of all that after what happened? I know, like he said, the Seattle thing had nothing to do with it. And I would, for me, it would be hard to separate some of that just because, like, the situation, right, that you wonder if that plays, you know, whether it's subconsciously or not, if that plays into it from an organizational decision. So, you know, I would think this is one that's made with more than just one person giving into it, I would think.
And I would think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, I think that's okay. I think it's okay to change your mind. I think it is entirely possible. Jaden's feeling differently on Monday or Tuesday than he did Sunday when he maybe could have gone back in the game. Like, I think on some level, fans, media, analysts, whoever, get a little too into, like, gotcha mode about, hey, man, you said this Sunday, and now you're saying now. Like, things can change.
Listen, man, John, you've been around since I was young, all right?
Yeah.
And that's not a knock.
I was young, too.
You know how guys – yeah, you've been around guys on Sunday, they feel one way. Oh, on Monday, it's something totally different. And I can understand it because, like, what I was telling JP is this. The doctor go to check him on Sunday when he get hurt in the game. He's like, yeah, it's a little sore, but I could go because that adrenaline is flowing.
Right.
You go home and you lay down for a little bit and you wake up. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hell, this is hurting. Now the doctor touched the same spot he touched yesterday where you did not make a reaction. You make a reaction today. And with it being Jaden Daniels, I think they go, okay, we're going to err on the side of caution here. Let's hold him out of this game.
For sure. And like that, I was going to say that too, the same exact thing that I've been around enough players where like, okay, on Sunday there's an injury report. And then Monday there's a new addition. Like, well, why is that? Because of exactly what you said, that, you know, guys play through things because adrenaline kicks in and you just don't feel it the same way as you do the next day or even the day after sometimes. And so, like, I think with Daniels, if there's any doubt, and especially because, like I said, what happened, again, whether or not they base it on Seattle at all, and if they don't, they don't. But, like, I think it's hard to – I think it's a similar situation where it's like, okay, you're 3-10. There's, like, you know, what's the value of bringing him back in a week after he left the game? And then, you know, maybe there's soreness. So, like, what's the value in that compared to the benefit? And that's where I think they're at with it. So, you know, but yeah, and things, I don't like everybody wants 100% consistency, but sometimes in this thing, it does change. And again, maybe sometimes like you think about it more too. It's like, you know, just like the last time against Seattle, Quinn was like after the game, didn't think about pulling them. The next day, it's like, yeah, I should have done it because you think about it more. Like they're in game mode too. So I don't see this as a – I think if you're inconsistent all over the place with your messaging and all that, I think that can be different. But I think with the player injury, especially one of Daniel's importance to the organization, like you're going to err on the – he's left the last three games with something. Like you're going to err on the side of caution at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree with you. Talking with our friend – John Keim here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. R-U-U-D. Check them out. You can follow John at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Check out the John Keim Report, all of his work for ESPN.com, including all these ESPN app TikToks Keim is making these days.
There you go.
Dude, so... what's funny is it's almost like lost in the sauce here. There is a game this weekend, a division game, against the Giants team that hasn't been favored in over a year, and they're favored this weekend. Like,
it's been that
what
long
do we make?
Favored?
Yeah, dude. We talked to a Giants reporter yesterday, Dan Duggan from The Athletic. He doesn't think they've been favored since, like, October of 24.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you make of this game and where Washington's season is?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, and B-Mish, maybe you remember this. There was a game. Remember in Philadelphia one time? Like, well, they used to have the sign guy in the old Vet Stadium, and he would make these signs every week. And there was one time I think the Eagles and the Redskins were both like 0-5 or 0-6, and the sign was, "May the worst team lose," which I always thought was kind of funny. I think we're back to that. I think this team needs to get another win. And I know, like, in terms of draft and all that, but I think for the psyche of these guys, and then I think after Sunday, it's like, all right, then you got Philly, Dallas, Philly, and you may not get another one. So this might be the last chance for both teams. You know, I think if you're – I think with Marcus, I think when he's had to go in and start, he's done a nice job, you know, versus coming in relief. So – certainly think they have a chance. The other thing is, like, the Giants' run D has been horrible for, like, the last during their losing streak. Like, it's they're allowing, I think it's like 6 yards a carry during their, you know, I think it's 7 games for them. Like, during that losing streak, it's that bad. So this is a chance for them to go up there and do something. But Listen, man, weird things always happen in the Meadowlands, and I always go back to, you know, so you remember like Kirk Cousins' last game there, it was 2017. And going into that game, it was all like, oh, yeah, you know, 8-8 matters. Like, yeah, it really does matter. It really does. And then the Giants ripped off a long run early in the game. It was like, yeah, 7-9 is not so bad. I think they're at a little different point this right now. I think these guys still, I think it still matters to them. So we'll see. But, you know, certainly, you know, and I also think, too, after last week, you got to come out looking better, period.
Yeah, because I think, you know, although they lost the two games, you started to get a good feel because you saw what you saw in Madrid.
Right.
Then you come back against Denver. Then last week, I'm like, what in the – listen, I remember JP came over and talked to us in the press box. Did you look at my face? I was like, still, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah,
I was lost, man.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I didn't expect
that.
That
was embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was. And
so,
especially, and that's why, you know, because, I mean, Minnesota's defense is really good, but they were playing poorly, and their offense was really bad, and they allowed them to get out. They allowed them to gain confidence right away, and, you know, so, yeah, it was pretty bad.
I'm going down memory lane here, John. Do you remember the last game of the Shanahan era when it was, like, nasty weather in New York?
The rain in the Meadowlands. Kirk throwing, like, 50-some times, right?
Kirk was 19 of 49. He just kept throwing it, dude. That was unbelievable. And like when we talk about low points, the low point, like this is a low point for the new administration, for the Harris ownership group,
yeah,
for Adam Peters, for Dan Quinn, undeniably. None of these low points touched the previous low points because the structure is in place to build it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe AP,
right.
Everybody wants to say all these bust draft picks. I think it's premature to say that. Maybe you're right. But you know what will happen? In 3 years, they'll hire a new general manager who gets to run everything. Like, it does not compare to how it used to be.
Oh, well, and also all
you
those
– general manager
end
to be in
season.
Place of the owner?
Yeah, well, yeah. And, like, all those other disastrous seasons usually were accompanied by change. And, you know, like, that's – And the other years did not have the level of injuries that they've had this year. So, like,
right,
that's a factor. But I would always say it doesn't explain everything. And I would agree with anybody's other, like, yeah, those, like, the day two picks in 2024, the rounds 2 and 3, like, they got to produce more. Like, we know that. Can they? Like, I think we'll get a good look at Sinnott over the last month, and it'll be a different look than they have with Ertz. But what does it look like then? So, you know, there's a lot to look at with it, but one really good year and one really bad year. That's where we're at. And again, and I would say, like I said, I will always say the injuries are a massive impact. But if you just think it's all about injuries, then you're not going to improve. And I don't think they'll view it that way. I would hope not. But I think if you do, then you're doing yourself a disservice. And they, oh, if you're healthy, because they definitely need. And I think they're smart enough to know that there are areas, even despite the injuries, that weren't good enough.
Totally. Specific to Jaden, regardless of him, whether he is actually shut down or not, if we see him again this season is a debatable question.
Right.
But
yeah,
with Jaden, he has not been as impressive this year as he was last year, period. There's been a ton of injuries around him. There are lots of factors. What is your concern level about this season compared to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last season with Jade?
It's really hard because, like, it's hard to get an accurate assessment on his game, because if they had been healthy and they look like garbage, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not what happened. So, and then, like, I also, and again, you're walking that line between explaining and excusing, and you don't want to overlook everything, because I think there are definitely some things you can learn from it. Like, there are times, like, when you're scrambling, keep your eyes downfield more and look for opportunities to get rid of the ball that way and take some of those, not just fewer hits, but allow others to take the hits, right? And sometimes it leads to big plays and, little things like that. But then you look at it and say, okay, well, in some of these games, first of all, you come back for the Seattle game and you have like one really NFL type weapon out there with Debo outside, yeah, and practice squad guys. Like, that's not a recipe, and you're coming off a few weeks of rest or not playing. I think for a young guy, it becomes more challenging. And you don't want to, like, just write it off to that, but I just think it's hard to assess that season given a lot of that. But, again, you don't dismiss it all to that, because, like, there are still some times where, regardless of who's in there, this is where you go with the ball. Regardless of who's in there, this is how you handle this situation. And there are some of those areas where you can say, yeah, he could definitely learn there. But, the Bears game outside of the turnovers, he did a nice job. The Chargers game, good job, right? The Giants game, they moved the ball. They could have scored more, but JP, like, going back to the start of training camp, the offense never really looked like it had a good rhythm consistently. Never.
Yeah.
And some of that was McLaurin being out for sure, but they just never had it. And I think then from the team standpoint is, if you're the, Cliff Kingsbury, what can you do to build on, or to help evolve Daniels in the offense? I think that's the other question in the offseason.
See, I think I make this comment a lot about, I say quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. And I think because we put so much emphasis on the quarterback position, people don't necessarily understand what I'm saying. Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback of the last 10, 15 years, okay?
Yeah.
But you watch Pat Mahomes this year, he started off a year with a bunch of injuries on his team. His tight end was slower and injured, and he had most of his receivers injured. Look at the season they're having. Jaden is out there with subpar receivers, you were trying to figure out the offensive line, different things going on with those injuries and stuff, you cannot produce the same way you did last year. Last year, you had consistency on top of miracle endings, and they had six of them in a row. If you look at it in a different manner and say, okay, what if they lost three of those games? Okay, instead of 12-5, they're sitting at, what, 9-8?
9-8, yeah, out of the playoffs.
And that's basically what this team really was. I think when we look at this year, it's easy to say Jaden doesn't look like he looked last year. Hell, nothing looks like it did last year.
No.
I think Cliff seemed to call the right plays at the right time. Don't seem like that's happening this year. So when you start seeing all those different things, we got to stop thinking at the quarterback. Listen, I know people say quarterback make everybody better. The quarterbacks that make people better got a damn good offensive line, and they have consistent people on their field to go help them out. Whether those guys are the starters or not, they're the same people for 10, 12 weeks. Like Tom Brady, for when sure. he had his receivers, people claim Tom didn't have receivers. He had the same people consistently, and his slot receivers was better than any everybody else's slot receivers.
And you know what would also, because, and that's the thing, like, especially at time, you're throwing with trust, and not just trust as far as, like, they're going to catch it, but they're going to run the right routes to the right depth, et cetera, right? And the consistency of that. Like, when Pierre Garçon yeah. was here, they knew he wasn't always going to run the routes to a certain depth, but they knew he was going to be consistent in how he ran that particular route. So, like, yeah. you could trust that. And so I think, like, that makes a big difference. And we saw that last year with him. So, you know, but yeah, and I, again, I think not having McLaurin in camp did not help because, like, one of the things was the big plays down the field with him. Well, we didn't see that the first couple weeks. There just was no timing or rhythm between the two. And, like, they had great chemistry last year, but you don't just wake up out of bed and roll out of bed and just, like, hey, here it is. So, you know, I think the consistency part of it you can start to work with, but when he's in and out of the lineup too, you're losing practice time and you're losing game time. Like, those are both valuable for him. And so, like, that's why I say it's really hard to fully gauge where, you know, I would hesitate to call it, like, oh, a sophomore slump, because again, if he was in there consistently and he looked bad, and Terry's out there and Debo's out there and Noah Brown or whomever's out there, then you say, okay, wow, that was a regression. I just don't know that you can say that this year. Like, there are parts of his game that's like, yeah, this, you can't do this next year. But if everybody's healthy, is he doing that? I don't know. And so I think that is a hard part. And again, I would always say, like, there's still things he can learn, still ways. Like, I know the protecting himself is a big deal. And again, keeping your eyes up when you start to scramble and, you know, looking for plays down the field is always going to be something they're going to stress. But he did a good job with that last year. I also wonder at times, and again, like, you're toeing the line between excuse and explaining and trying to analyze. But there are times where, like, if you're not in the game all the time, what is it that you lose? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you revert to certain habits that you got yourself out of because, like, you haven't been in there for 3 or 4 weeks? I don't know. I have never played the position in the NFL, so I don't know what that's like. But there has to be an impact on a young player in a negative way with all of that.
Last thing for me, John. Are you excited to see Jackson Dart at all? I want to see the kid in person just because it's – I don't know. He's been really good, but you wonder
– if that's what I'm getting excited about for this game, man, that's how far this season has sunk. So, you know, I don't know.
Agreed.
Yeah,
we got to go up there and watch. We might as well be looking forward to something.
Yeah, the pregame spread, baby. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think it's really hard to sell me on, like, hey, at least you go get to see Jackson Dart. You know.
I hear you.
I don't know.
Giant Stadium has that rice pudding. That's always good.
I guess in a sad way, like, I'm more excited to see what does Ben Sinnott do. You know, like, that's where we're at.
That's fair. Yeah. We're at the stage where we got to come up with reasons. John, thank you for the time. We'll see you in a minute.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
It's our friend John Keim. You can follow him at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. We're going around the NFL, maybe trying to figure out some international games in 2026. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.